Okay, if you live in New Jersey, today is the last day for residents to register to vote if you want to cast a ballot on November 8th. And here with more details on getting registered is WNYC Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, first the facts. How can New Jerseyans get registered? How easy is it?
Well, it's pretty easy, but as always, there is a last-minute scramble. Mm-hmm. Registration across the state of New Jersey is actually up 4% since the June primary. So there's two ways to do it. You can mail in your form. It has to be postmarked today. Today is the deadline, or you can print it out at home and deliver it in person at your local county elections office. But there's no online option in New Jersey, so don't start Googling
for a
link.
That's unlike New York.
Unlike New York, that's right. So you can't do it super last minute, but there are extended hours at a lot of the elections offices today. So if you go to the New Jersey Division of Elections website, you can check out where the extended hours are near you.
Okay, a lot of people are obviously going to vote for president, they're going to vote for the Senate, they're voting for everything else, but there are two referendum questions on this year's New Jersey ballot. What are they?
Yes, that's right. Let me tell you about them in case they pique anyone's interest enough to head out and register today. So one question is about whether to use 3 cents of the already existing tax on diesel fuel and put it toward the Transportation Trust Fund, which, if you've been listening to WNYC, we've been talking about it all summer. It ran out of funding. So this isn't super controversial. Right now, all of the state tax on gasoline goes towards the Transportation Trust Fund. And remember, that tax hike is actually going into effect in New Jersey on November 1st.
It's like 23 cents a gallon, right?
That is right. So the second ballot question is a lot more contentious. It's asking whether the state should allow casino gambling in two additional counties.
This has gotten a lot of attention.
Right now, gambling is only allowed in Atlantic City, in Atlantic County. But this proposal would let a casino operate in each of two other counties, at least 72 miles away from Atlantic City. And that would also open the floodgates for people who want to apply first for a casino license. So, yes, you're right. It's stirred a lot of debate. In fact, NJ Advance Media reports that interest groups have spent $20.8 million so far on campaigns, either for or against
both
these casinos.
Sides, right.
Yeah, and that's by far the most ever spent on a New Jersey ballot question.
Okay, for links on registration forms and details on how to vote in New Jersey, we have information on our website, which is wnyc.org/vote. Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.